With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Positive news for the White House.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's decision to attack Iran, including 35% who strongly approve. 42% disapprove of the attack, including 30% who strongly disapprove. The number corresponds with the latest data from Rasmussen suggesting that 41% of possible voters said the U.S. overall is heading in the right direction.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting from the nation's capital. A major university finds itself today suddenly looking for a new leader.
The president of Ohio State University has resigned. Ted Carter Jr.'s announcement was abrupt, saying he made a mistake, disclosing what he called an inappropriate relationship with a person who was seeking public resources for her business. Carter came to Ohio State in 2023 from the University of Nebraska system. He's also a former superintendent of the Naval Academy and a retired vice admiral who attended the Navy Fighter Weapons School, known as Top Gun. Carter did not elaborate on the nature of the relationship and whether it was romantic. Ohio State has opened an investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
Anthropic suing the Trump administration, asking federal courts to reverse the Pentagon's decision designating the AI company a supply chain risk. That was because of its refusal to allow unrestricted military use of its technology. Three brothers, including two of the nation's most successful luxury real estate brokers, have all been convicted of charges they conspired to drug and rape several women. The verdict in the trial of Orne Allon and Tal Alexander, leaving all three brothers shaking their heads as the guilty was repeated 19 times. More on these stories, townhall.com. Well, Americans don't think much of their fellow citizens. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains why.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey man pleading guilty to charges he brought dozens of homemade explosive devices to a Washington, D.C. church that was preparing for an annual mass celebrating the start of the Supreme Court's term. Lewis Gray was arrested last October outside St. Michael's or Matthew's Cathedral. This is SRN News. A Texas tragedy is being litigated. Rich Thomason reports.
A Texas judge is ordering Camp Mystic to preserve damaged cabins and other parts of the grounds hit by last year's catastrophic flooding that swept away and killed 25 girls and two counselors. The order follows a lawsuit by the family of one of the victims, an 8-year-old, whose body has never been recovered. Camp Mystic has been ordered to halt any construction or alterations after the family argued that any changes at the camp could destroy evidence needed for the lawsuit. Rich Thomason reporting.
New Mexico investigators searching a secluded ranch Jeffrey Epstein once entertained guests amid allegations the property may have been used for abuse and trafficking of young women. The Office of the Attorney General announcing the search of Epstein's Zorro Ranch in cooperation with the current owners. More details, SRNNews.com.